Hey, can you turn the fan down?
Holy Christ for the mic! It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Rex on Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC, on the Ranch Radio Channel, and the Dell.net servers. And now, here's Private Rex Ball!
So, are we on?
No.
What are you doing?
Be on in 2 seconds.
Are you messing with me?
Is our crew here?
Woohoo!
Look at that. Look at that.
Are we on deadline now?
Yeah, 10 after 9.
Well, you say it starts at 9, and then it usually starts at 9 to 9:15.
Yeah.
I usually can't listen to
the time. My buddy Carl crashed out at the last race. The deck pull goes up. Broke a bunch of the ribs on one side. Separated his shoulder towards the rotator.
Yeah.
No, and he ripped his helmet right off his head.
Cool. But he's not dead.
He's not dead.
Okay, well, when someone dies, come back and talk to us then.
Derek, Mickey asked you.
What race was that?
That was the one we were at.
In Kansas?
Yeah, remember the guy I talked to up front of the building there for a minute?
Yeah.
That guy. He went up, did his run.
Only had a two left stuff to himself. Uh-huh.
Where's yours? That's why we didn't see him again, because I expected to run into him at the finish line. But he got carried off on his stretcher, just like a bunch of other
people. Did he do the same run you did?
Yeah. Oh, he actually crashed out where I crashed.
You
wonder why I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not racing next year.
You're not racing next year?
Screw that, I'm good.
I'm doing trials.
All my buddies
that
do trials.
Name
Blair. That's Gary Bowen. Yeah. He's going down the rolling on a handlebar.
Well, it was his nose picking finger. He's fine.
Like, he punched it. He was riding a ramp like this wide. Yeah. Yeah. Up in the air. And he fell off and punched the ramp. And then, like, he's coming down. Yeah, and his finger.
Mahar!
Going straight side of us. But. A broken pinky finger? I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, hooty hoo.
It's like, it hits snap. Okay, let's keep riding.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you take a couple weeks off doing your Dr. Evil impression.
Mm-hmm. No, that's all you can do, because it's straight into the cast.
Did I thought so?
It's perfect.
It's like...
Are you running yet?
Almost.
Oh, the guy
is really funny.
DJ Crafty Fingers. Oh, who is that?
Because we're going to get all nasty.
More Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. Who's Dr. Pepper?
Actually, I'll see.
Who?
Do you guys live on Dr. Pepper? Like,
no.
Keep that in the freezer?
Okay. Well, what do you mean? Do we survive merely because of Dr. Pepper? Or is it one of the things that keeps us going?
It's more of one of the things.
It's one of the things.
How
are
you doing?
It's one of the things that keeps
us going. I'm just trying to hear the bells. The bells again.
Hello.
Hello. What? Oh, right. Buddy.
We're insane. It's a good idea, isn't it?
I was.
Me.
Hey, this one's mine because it's the coolest one.
Thanks. This one's the one of
yeah,
the.
You want one there?
Yes, please.
Never mind.
This one's the second.
Dave's feeling traumatized, Derek.
Oh, he can get a cool pepper.
Do you want me to wipe your ass for you, too?
Someone has to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're devotional.
You guys did it amazing well.
Yeah, the problem is none of this is on the air yet. So
Sunday is not mine. It's Sunday.
That's my sister.
That's
my boyfriend. That's Aaron. That's my dad.
Hey, Bob, guys. Hey.
Our life.
Yes. You didn't kill me. What happened? Who got me to the car? Thank you.
Got you home.
That's Holy Christ for the mic! It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Rex on Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC, on the Ranch Radio Channel, and the Dell.net server. And now, here's Private Rex Ball!
Okay. That was the sickest I think I've gotten in the
All right, it's What the Hell yet again. Again and again and again and again.
Are we on?
Yeah, baby!
We are on. We are live on the air, broadcasting to 30 million potential people.
I gotta turn your mic down. You're way too loud.
I'm way too loud.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just quiet.
Hey!
Shut up,
they
everywhere.
They can hardly hear me.
Okay. So, here we go. Silence in the house. There's like a million conversations going on, and we're trying to do a radio show. This. Yeah, and it's really noisy.
And if you're reading the screen, read it to yourself.
Okay. Dictatorship starts now. This is show number 38.
No, it's been going on for quite a while.
Quite a while.
Show 38.
Show number 38. Can you believe we've made it 38 shows?
You know, and that was
first
really
year,
weird because
not that
last
quickly.
Time, it was show 37.
No, you're right. You know it was show 37.
I have another complaint, another
I'm
fault. Hold on. I have another fault in your stupid theory on how many shows we've had.
Okay.
You counted the weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay, we had more than one a week to begin with. So you're all screwed up. You don't know what you're talking about.
If you can come up with a better number, we'll go by your system.
How about this is week 38?
That's
good.
There,
let's be accurate.
Week 38.
Right.
Whether or not we were on.
Technically, directly, the term is anal.
You're bugging me about my spelling.
No, it's not. No. There's a difference between... Talking, okay, I was, never mind, you don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody's at the door. Hi, you're at the door of Rant Radio, who is it?
I want to be on the radio.
Okay.
Who is it?
That would be Black Wolf.
Oh, God.
And
sounded like a girl.
More Pepper, yes, More Pepper is coming. Black Wolf and, what's his online name? I can't remember his
Lag This.
Lag This. That's DJ Psycho. I don't know what he's talking about, Lag This. Sim sucks. Who's Mini-Me?
We're loud.
We're too loud? Oh, yeah, you're way the hell too loud.
Who's way too loud?
I don't know. It's really informative. So let's say hi to all the people on the IRC. If you want to get to the IRC, you can go
buddy.
You can go to our webpage, www.rantradio.com, and then... skip the intro and then click on chat, and I'll put you right in. And just pick an original name, and you'll be able to talk to us in the IRC, and we'll say your name on the air if you want.
And so, Gloom Bunny, we don't want disdainful Gloom Bunny, just disdain.
Well, if she likes
it. No, I like Gloom Bunny. Shut up.
No. You don't count, and I do.
No, he
disdain.
Wants
disdain.
Yeah,
but I'm more larger and more violent than
disdain.
You are.
Just disdain. Okay, well, she could put whatever she wants. The contest thing
pay
is over.
Pay
that was
attention to her, Gloom Bunny. Stick with Gloom Bunny. It kicks butt.
That was last week. Spectre Teheman.
Ask the engineer about accuracy. Engineer, what about accuracy?
Tell us all about accuracy.
Yeah.
So, DJ Cycle's in the IRC, and there's two of me, Sim and what the hell. I'm the same person. Two different computers.
Let's play that one again.
Which one?
Spectre Teheman.
Curly Shoe Bastard one? Okay. We will play that one. Captain Pike's there. Dark 18 Lord. I don't recognize that name. Disdainful Gloom Bunny. The engineer. Guy. Infaloop, Lord Heresy, Lieutenant, Manger Zombie, and Spectre, our graphics guy. Okay, so we're going to go around
come
the
in.
Room. As soon as these two people come in, we will go around the room and put everyone on camera. Come on in. I had a good laugh at Gloom Bunny's expense today. Engineer is now known as Guest 78122. Well, engineer,
quit changing your name, Sparky.
It's doing it automatically because somebody else owns the name Engineer. So if you don't want to get changed back to Guest 78122, pick a name more original than Engineer.
Or something
somebody's
like Engineer...
Engineer 2.
1. Or 16.
Good Engineer. People are swearing nastily in the IRC, eh?
Disgloomstain Bunny? Okay, whatever. You suck.
So we've got all the normal features this week. Movie Man, Gross Hospital Stories. No question of the week this week, unfortunately.
Aww.
Unless someone can think one up on the spot.
Why are there so many people
hold
here?
On. Everybody listen up for a second.
Pound sand.
No, listen up and don't tell me to pound sand because that's non-constructive.
Hey, fuck
a wall. Shut up. Works better. We need a question of the week.
So everybody put their thinking caps on.
That's something interesting that there are many different answers for, because if you only have
not
like
yes,
few,
no,
it doesn't
not
work.
One, two, or three.
I have a question. Uh-oh.
Question is, why are bylaws so stupid?
No,
like that bylaw that we did.
Yeah, but
that's our debate of the week.
That's Laird. And it doesn't work because there's only one answer. Because politicians are idiots.
It's not a question.
There's not multiple answers for that. You need multiple different answers. And for that one, it's simple. Politicians suck.
I got one.
Should politicians be legally responsible for their dumbass decisions?
Yes.
They are,
that's
sort of.
No question. That doesn't count.
Because technically they don't get voted in again, but that doesn't really work.
Okay, we've also got news of the week. And we have movie quotes this week. And we also have Stamp Your Money. And we'll talk about that a little later. We haven't done that in months and months and months and months. I totally forgot about that. We'd like to thank www.sonic.net for providing bandwidth and also an anonymous donor that we can't actually mention because he's not supposed to do it.
Oh, okay.
Our friend out in BC here. It's Bill Gates. No, he wouldn't donate stuff to us. Forget that.
Bill Gates is the Antichrist.
I don't think they're guessing it's Bill Gates anymore.
I don't think they're guessing it's Bill Gates. It's Bill Gates. So we got way too many people in the house tonight. So we're going to go around the room and put people on the webcam. We do have a webcam. So if you go to the webpage, www. Is it sounding really noisy in there?
In where? No, I turned down the room mic.
Okay.
Significantly.
That's good.
So you can only actually hear people in the room if we're not talking.
Okay.
So all we have to do to drown them out is just stop talking or start talking. Continue talking? Talk.
Wait,
we just talk and then we can't hear anything you guys are saying.
Something's wrong. There we go. And press the button. Hey, man. This is Sumerian in front of the camera. If you're looking, I'm trying to get it going. Is it rewound?
We have another debate, too. We have fascists and language.
If you do that.
And we have...
I admit to nothing.
Record.
We have...
There we go.
Remember this one? Remember
okay.
it?
It's on record.
Important.
So, we're ready to go around the room.
And salaries. Sports stars, movie stars, and salaries.
No. We're going to...
So,
we're
focus
gonna,
in. We're going to go around the room. Hey. Drex.
Hello.
We're going to go around the room
That's
now.
That's why I didn't want to tell you about the other argument.
So...
Because you'd feel compelled to
We're going to go around the room, so everyone say their name. Who are you?
I would be Anki. But you knew that already.
Yep.
Did you get him?
Hi to the camera, retard.
Hi to the camera.
Who are you?
Hi to the camera, retard.
Who are you?
Oh.
Who are you?
We have a guest here.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Oh, they're not. They're not. They're not paying attention.
Bill.
You missed
okay,
it.
We'll have to do this again. Over here.
Big Daddy.
Excellent. And?
Projectile Vomit Man.
Hey, put the camera, you. Keep up.
Projectile Vomit Man.
Aaron. Anki's little sister.
Oh, there we go.
Just call me Ominous.
Ominous.
Hi, guys.
That's
Jack.
He's got his own mic. And?
Oh, he's got his own mic.
Mr. Enthusiasm.
Oh, put that away.
Mr. Enthusiasm. Drexel.
It's me. I'm Drexel.
And
carry on.
Still single.
He's up for grabs, all you gals on the IRC.
Right. Not for grabs.
And Black Wolf is back again.
Back again. And all the way imported from all the way across the country, one province.
One province. It's Mike.
Oh, you have a name.
What? It's Tin Basher.
Tin Basher. And if you heard that, it's a shy one. She won't be on camera, though.
The Almighty Chicken, back again.
Almighty Chicken, and a very big close-up of Lahar.
Extreme close-up.
Lahar. Extreme close-up.
Lahar.
And it's Brother Neela. Brother Neela. And Sumerian.
Wait. What about,
resident,
what about Bob?
Host.
What about Bob?
And Mr. Camera. Bob. Bob from Peru!
Bert won't let him out of the house.
Wow, what a close-up. That's amazing. So, move on to our first feature, which is News of the Week. And get it over with. See if there's anything interesting in the news today to this week. Okay. What is this? Spacecraft could use human waste for fuel.
Right.
So all you people who want to help NASA out, bag it up, write NASA on it, and send it to NASA.
As a few quarts of space fuel.
Is human waste, do they just mean like methane or what?
Well, we're going to read it out. Future spacecraft could find an alternative energy supply in the crew's human waste. New Science magazine said Wednesday, U.S. Space Agency NASA is sponsoring a joint project to turn human waste into a power source for spaceships using a process that could also produce other chemicals useful on board.
Yummy.
Yummy tasty.
This new idea follows a Russian project which aims to use bacteria to break down the astronauts' used underwear to make methane, which could then be used to power the spacecraft.
That sounds stupid. Mm. Let's change topics.
Sounds stupid. It's not supposed to be amazing. Oh, look, it's an ICQ. A spam for me. So all you people who want to be on the spam list, go to send a message to ICQ number 51558. And I will put you on the spam list to remind you of the show every week.
Like you need more spam. But do it anyway.
We need more spam. Everyone needs more
you.
Spam.
I mean...
Well, this is solicited spam.
Solicited spam.
I'm not finding you out there.
Isn't that, like...
It doesn't... It's not even spam, then.
Wrong?
It's not wrong. Solicited spam's not wrong.
There's no such thing. It's not spam if it's solicited.
True. That's very true. Here's another one. It is... Sony seeks musicians' domain names for life. So Sony, that big bastard of a company, wants to take more power over control of their musicians. So if you're a musician, register your domain name now. It's only $70 for 2 years, and you have it for the rest of your life for you. And so if you
so what you're saying is, like, say you create a group.
Yeah.
You go on the Sony label, and... Yep. They will basically register your name
for you,
and they will keep it for life. So in other words, they will make money every time your name is used anywhere,
well,
or just on the internet.
Just on the internet. Somebody looks for you. Oh, they'll find your official site, www.themusician.com, and they'll, of course, go to that site thinking, oh, it's the official site. But you've left that label, the Sony label, 5 years ago. And, of course, Sony's just hawking all your old albums, and all the information won't be getting to your fans. So that's great, isn't it?
I think I've basically gone over this about large corporations, crucifixions, mass murders, death camps. I think we covered this at some point.
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, that'll go. Damn the man. Okay.
Damn the man. And I didn't have too much... news this week. Well, there's good news for us up in Canada here. We get our internet through cable here. Well, a lot of people do, through Rogers. And it's basically a monopoly right now. So, okay, we'll hand over the mic to Enki's sister after this little snippet of news. So this is about Rogers up here. The CRTC has ruled that Canadian cable operators must sell access to their cable networks to competing ISPs within the next 90 days.
Woohoo!
So that is good news, sort of, for us. It can either be good or bad news. The good news is that we might get lower prices for cable, which it already is pretty low. I'm not complaining about the price. Maybe better service. I don't know. You won't be on hold for 2.5 hours. I should have recorded that one. Sean Kay phoned it up once, and I think the wait time was 2.5 hours. It was just hilarious.
For what?
Hearing that. For help. For your internet service. Like, his email has been down forever.
2.5 hours?
Yeah, they said that on the recording. So he's like, no. Click. So he has to phone at 3 in the morning, and then he only has a wait time of 10 minutes. It's just brutal, huh? So, but the bad side of this is it might disrupt service completely. Like, you too much complications. You don't know who's going through what. So, hopefully it's not bad. So, we're going to take a little break while I whip all the people in the room and tell them to shut the hell up. Because this isn't a party. It's a radio show!
Take it out in the hallway.
Take it out in the hallway. So, we're going to play you a new promo. After Darcy's finished his coffee. Drex. You done? Almost?
Hairball.
He's got a hairball. He's had this hairball for a while. He's been eating hair off the ground. And he should go outside and eat some grass, but he's been licking the floor, licking carpet again.
You're a head man.
So we did this new promo just tonight, about an hour ago. We finished it off. We don't know if it's good or not. Yes, we already played it for people in the room, of course. Oh, Dax, give us a big
just one
down, thumbs down. Oh, the back, it sounds like we're in a party. We are in a party.
We're so cool.
We have this
awesome party going.
It is a party.
It's a party, baby.
It's a party every
every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Look at all the people in the IRC. Oh, Voodoo Close Skull has joined us. And Shazbort. And Crackhor.
All right, Crackhor.
All right, Crackhor.
That's the sort of people we want on our show.
That's right. And Civil Engineer. He actually
goes to commercial break. News sucks. I can't completely argue with him.
Oh, I've got a link for you. It says it has pictures of the most violated cats I have ever seen. Okay, we'll take a look there.
No, we won't. No.
It may be okay.
I'm vetoing the...
It may be okay.
No, it's not okay. I do not want to look at violated cats. Thank you very much.
I'm sure it's okay.
Holy crap.
Okay. This is the promo. It might suck. It's
and
called,
you can go away.
It's called Drexol for President. And then we'll go into...
Some other promos
and a song or something like that.
Well, we try to whip the room into a semblance of order.
Turn it up.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Is it true that you have a Dr. Pepper addiction, and are you getting help for this?
I cannot testify to the truth of that statement. It may be true, but it also may be false. And I would not be able to clarify the situation at all. I have an opinion, but I have to keep it to myself because otherwise people might think I'm unsavory or something like that. I hope the American people will vote for me and make me president again for another term. Because I have lowered taxes, increased military spending, and made this country a safer place for your children to live. If that doesn't mean anything to you, then perhaps, you might re-evaluate the thoughts you have about the future.
People are dying, children are crying, politicians are lying too. Cancer is killing, Texaco's spilling. The whole world's gone to hell, but how are you?
I'm super, thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super, no, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat? I'm so sorry, Mr. Cripple, but I just can't feel too bad for you right now, because I'm feeling so insanely super, that even the fact that you can't walk can bring me down.
He's super, thanks for asking, all things considered, he could be better, he must say.
I'm super, no, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat? These little pants, this matching tie, they got it for
I'm super.
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
We are, in fact, on.
We're back here?
Yes, okay. We're back. Okay. That cat little thing, is it feeding back? A little bit. Those headphones. Those are $250.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. They don't sound as good as mine. Mine were only like $60.
Yes?
In our listening audience tonight, DJ Vortex has joined us.
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
DJ.
DJ Vortex, if you have been listening for the past million years, DJ Vortex, he hasn't been on the show in a while, actually.
That's because
I think
he
just
left
before him. He left.
Just before he left.
The show before he left, he was on. And he's in Dauphin, Manitoba, so he's
also
quite a distance
as
away.
The asshole of the universe.
Or at least Canada.
Yeah.
It's not in the middle of nowhere. You can see it on a clear day. Okay, so this is a page that was sent to us by Spectre, and it's pretty funny. And he called it Violated Cats Webpage. And
it's not
pretty,
as sick as you would think it is.
It's not as sick as you think it is, but they look like they've just been violated. It's quite funny. They look very upset, but apparently this is the way these cats actually look. They've been bred to look like this.
And I have one question. Why?
Why? I don't know.
Why just for comedic relief?
Just have I given up what? Given up?
Given up the URL for people who work on IRC.
That's a good idea. I'll give that out again. Go to the webpage if you don't know how to get IRC, if you're IRC inept. Go to the webpage www.rantradio.com and click on chat after you've been in there and type an original name, and then you can join in on the conversation and talk to a whole bunch of other people that like listening to us. Let's look at some breeding females. No female breeding.
If you're going to talk, you have to speak louder because you have to compete with these people over here.
Let's look at the kittens.
Chatting.
Let's
go outside or I'll give you something to cry.
Let's look at a $2,400 female. Oh.
That's a great picture.
It's a
blurry picture of some kitten. And you can't even tell if it's that breed.
It's so poor.
It's a little fluff ball.
That's a little better. Pretty cute then.
Yeah. Well, okay. For $2,400, I want a better picture.
No kidding, huh?
$2,400, it better be a damn fine cat bear ride around.
Did you date? That's the important part. Okay. We're going to do our Stamp Your Money. We haven't done this in a long, long time. We totally forgot about it. Stamp Your Money. See, even Dax has forgot about it.
No, I never wasn't here for this one. This is
you must have been. No. You
I
know.
Don't remember.
Hold on.
Okay.
Talk. We'll find out. Maybe we
okay, so everyone out in our listening audience and in the room here, we're going to collect all of our money. And what you do is take out a pen. Actually, don't do this. Don't do anything I'm about to say. Don't take out a pen. Don't take your money and don't write www.rantradio.com on every single bill that comes in and out of your wallet. And then nobody will find out about the station, so we don't recommend this because it's actually illegal to deface money. So
unless you're in the States, in which case it's okay for us to tell you to do it because we're in a different country.
We're in a different country. Maybe it's okay.
If you're in Canada,
it's okay
don't do it, though, because it's bad.
Two words. Extradition treaty.
They can't extradite you to another country when you weren't even in that country committing a crime.
Yes, they can.
You're a bad Canadian. Go to the States.
No, they can't.
Time out for you.
You were the mastermind behind a series of crimes in that country.
Can you hear them through the room?
That's weak.
So we've got a stamp. I think it's done.
Let them try and take me.
Chicken was working on the
chicken,
stamp.
Is the stamp done?
Is the stamp done, Chicken? Excellent. The stamp's in the kitchen? In the chicken?
Oh, my God. Chicken, what did you...
Extracted from the chicken.
Oh.
So we have a stamp that we made up that we're not going to stamp our money with.
Hang on.
Because
that would be wrong.
So... Everyone, let's put it on the webcam. I'll tell you when it takes a picture. So take a look at this on the webcam. If you want to see the webcam, go to just took a picture. Of course, it'll only be there for 30 seconds. If you want to see the webcam, go to www.rantradio.com, skip the intro, and then click on webcam. How much more easier can we make it? So if you didn't hear that, write www.rantradio.com. What is the goddamn website address? www.rantradio.com. Let's take a look at this.
Crackcore, why'd you quit?
Oh, it's all staggered. That's kind of cool.
Maybe she's not. Who's Spector?
Spector.
Spector.
He's Spector?
Spector.
It's not Spector, it's Spector.
Spector. He's our resident graphics guy. So what shall we do next? We'll do the, how about the movie quotes? Want to do the movie quotes now?
Yeah, we'll do the movie quotes.
Okay, I got three movie quotes. One of them's pretty difficult, actually. Okay, so the way this works is that there's no rules. So we're gonna turn down the movie quotes for the people in the room. So all you people in the IRC can hear them first because you're delayed about 20 seconds. Then after that, I'm gonna play them for the people in the room again, and whoever knows all three can answer first. And if nobody knows all three, we'll go down to two, and then one, and then you know, very loose rules.
Blah
blah blah blah.
Blah.
So here they go. One, two, three. They're all queued up, and I'm going to play them for the people.
The first one's really
there.
Short.
First one's really short. 4 seconds, 8 seconds, and 11. 4, 8, and 11. It's so short. Here it is.
Major Dallas, you've been selected for a mission of the utmost importance.
What mission?
Save the world.
Be more specific.
It's so short, the people have been known to say, wow, that's short.
I'll fuck your brains out.
Can we say that
really?
Rest, fool, cousin. Why not
an axe? Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt.
Oh. I have only in cold, cold water. All right, we're back. So we'll turn that up again. Just to the point of where it's not about to feedback. Okay. And we're going to play it for the people in here. So
and now,
everyone.
I'd like to make a note at how unfair this is for us. You guys can hear it twice. We get to hear it once.
True. But we're smarter than them.
That's true.
So
they are our audience. I mean, if they were smarter than us, they wouldn't be listening.
There has to be a handicap here. Okay, here's the three quotes for the people in here. So everyone, quiet.
Quiet.
Here's
the
quotes.
Hey.
Hush.
Shh.
Can't hear it.
Major Dallas, you've been selected for a mission of the utmost importance.
What mission?
Save the world.
Be more specific.
In English? I'll fuck your brains out.
Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
Now sew. And keep the stitches small.
We're going to play the second one again because people didn't hear it. So here's the second.
Be more specific.
In English? I'll fuck your brains out.
Why a spoon?
Okay, we played the second one. Okay, so anybody know all three?
Wait,
everyone here is stupid, so we don't get the
before anyone
one.
Says anything, if you don't get the first one and the last one, you suck.
Here's the last one.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you suck.
Later.
Hey, none of that. Okay, anybody know all three?
I know the first and the last one, not the middle one.
Okay. Nobody knows all three? You know the first and second? Okay. Okay, anybody know this? Anybody else know the second one?
No.
Okay, what's the second one? Blahar. Hey, no cheating. You're cheating. It's just a movie.
Okay, just say it. You're not on my thing. I can't hear you.
Oh. She takes it back. She takes it back. It's a movie. Say the movie.
Cruel Intentions, damn it.
Ding, ding, ding. Chicken gets the second one. Okay, so nobody else knew the second one.
No,
so let's.
The first one is Armageddon. The last one is Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Uh-huh. Armageddon.
Wrong.
Wrong.
You fail. You can leave. Where's
what is
the
it? Fifth Element.
Fifth
ding, ding,
element.
Ding. Oh.
You suck.
Right,
Major
Dallas.
Does that mean he has to wear a dunce cap of shame?
He gets to wear the dunce cap.
And nobody wins anything because there's no prizes in this game. But let's see. Woo-hoo. Let's see who got
is
it on.
Right on the last one?
Yeah. You're right on the last one. So let's see. Who's DJ Fortex? How many people are listening? Blah, blah, blah. First one is Armageddon. Gloom Bunny gets it wrong.
You suck.
Armageddon, damned if I know. Oh, Robin. Gloom Bunny gets Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Gloom Bunny wins this week because nobody else is answering. Oh, well.
No.
Good work, Gloom Bunny.
Yeah.
That's it. Gloom Bunny wins. Ding, ding, ding.
You
if you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope,
We'll send you absolutely
send you
nothing.
Our own feces. Free! You get to choose who's. Get go flying
no.
in the space shuttle.
Nothing.
You get shit.
You get nothing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we would like to thank Gloom Bunny for coming back after the way Sean K treated
you. I don't want you to thank you because you're coming back. Because I hate everyone.
He hates everyone equally, though, so don't feel bad.
This game sucks. You're right.
Okay.
Well, think of a better game. Stupid.
You're a cockfighter.
Yeah.
How's that?
Anybody come up with a question of the week? Yes.
Why are there so many people here?
Why are there so many people here?
That's not a good question either.
It's coincidence. We've had anywhere from like 4 people to 15. I don't know how many people are here tonight.
Because he can't count that high.
I've been a little bit busy.
Hilarious.
I think, we're at 15.
How many? 15?
15.
Okay, wow. I don't think we broke the record, though.
It's crowd control.
Crowd control. You want to do the debate topic?
Sure, why not? What time is it? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
what
time
it is. Where's my piece of paper?
It's not 11.
Where's the newspaper? Hand me the newspaper.
It was on the table.
Why don't they make co-ops anymore?
Yeah!
Co-ops?
Huh?
Co-op stores?
Co-ops, no.
Co-ops what?
And Cooperative Housing Federation is no longer funding co-ops.
Yeah. I have no idea.
The co-ops that they're funding is only taking up the backlog of 10-year waiting list of people trying to get into co-ops because co-ops actually make money. And they're a survivable community as opposed to living in a crappy apartment where you don't know your neighbor.
Yay!
I have no idea what you're talking about. You guys drunk tonight. Are you
not
like
yet.
Selling?
Are you selling something?
No, I was talking about Cooperative Housing Federations of British Columbia, which they're no longer making any co-ops. And the one co-ops that they are making is only taking up the 10-year backlog of people they have on waiting lists.
Because
currently co-ops actually make money. They actually make revenue.
What's the problem? Why isn't anybody making them?
See, if I'm on welfare, I can afford a one-bedroom apartment. Why? Because they subsidize. Because people who pay maximum in, say, like a three-bedroom townhouse can subsidize the other ones because they bump their rent to 25% of what you make.
But don't you have to make $25,000?
Somebody's phoning.
You buy a share. You buy a share.
Hello?
It's just like when you get it, it's like the best.
Who is this?
Okay.
Oh, we're going to put you on the air.
Okay, never mind.
All right, DJ Vortex says,
hey!
Hey! Want to say hi to DJ Vortex.
Hi.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Excellent. So how is life treating you out there on the desolate prairies?
Not that cold yet.
Not that cold yet. Well, it was
but it's not cold.
How hot was
he
it
didn't
today?
Say cold. He said desolate. Didn't
it was really hot out today.
Or did he say
and
cold
yesterday?
Desolate?
Actually, it was chilly today, but it wasn't cold.
Oh, okay. So what have you been up to out there?
Collecting EI.
All right.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
That is the Canadian version of unemployment insurance for you Americans out there.
That's the Canadian
EIO. Didn't you actually go out there for a job?
Yes. Unfortunately, they decided to hire someone local.
Oh. But you're local now.
Well, I am now, yes.
Oh. Does that mean that you're going to hang here in a stupid place?
Hey.
So you're moving back, or are you just going to...
No, stay there. We don't like you anyway.
Man, so was great for cow pushing.
So you have a story or something to tell us, or you just want to say hi?
Actually, I was calling because my connection is just not freaking working.
So this is a tech support call, then?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
All lowercase.
All lowercase. No spaces. Okay. Go to the webpage, and there's two mirrors, and this applies for anyone.
Actually, right now I'm trying to get my connection.
Get a new provider. That's
that would work.
That's
simpatico.
If you can't even get on.
Simpatico.
There's some
people. That's all they have here, actually.
Dirty word.
Groans and moans come from the room when you said simpatico. So it's maybe time to find a different provider or move back here.
Cable providers in Dauphin is too small.
DJ Vortex, the civil engineer, says hello.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, no, you've given away a secret. We must hang up.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, so anything else to say?
I'm just kidding.
Not especially, no.
Okay. Well, we're going to hang up on you after you say what the hell.
Okay. What the hell?
All right.
Excited that they can see a girl in the webcam.
Oh my God.
Hey,
do you need a napkin?
Fine.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
We'll send you a used napkin.
Used napkin.
That's just nasty.
Nasty.
All right, wait. Okay, we have our topic. Everybody listen
Stuff everywhere.
The problem with this topic
is everyone will agree.
Is I don't see much complaint. Hopefully someone has a weak opinion.
Someone can either complain about this or be devil's advocate.
Okay, we live in Langley.
Langley, and British Columbia, Canada. For all you people in the States, everywhere.
Shut up everywhere. Okay, there's a new bylaw in Langley that makes it illegal to have unlicensed cars, trailers, machinery, equipment on your private property within the city of Langley. Okay, it's the idea is they don't want you having junk in your yard, I guess.
It's an anti-redneck law.
Right. Yes.
Gee, where are you going to start?
It's actually far past a redneck law. You can't have a tire in your yard.
What?
Just a tire sitting around.
No. The tire? Okay.
Read out the list.
The bylaw makes it an offense, for example, for anyone to keep an unlicensed vehicle, boat, or trailer on their land. That will affect anyone who owns a recreational vehicle. La 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 la. Bylaw outlaws the storage, collection, or accumulation of the following machinery, equipment, tires, appliances, automobile wreck, boat wreck, trailer wreck, or any parts or accessories of any motor vehicle, boat, trailer, or any motor vehicle that is not currently registered and licensed in accordance with the Motor Vehicle Act, or is incapable of movement under its own power. Yeah. So
I've
got a car. I use it to get to work. It broke down. My neighbor, who's a dink, knows about it and calls the cops and says, this guy has a car in his property. And it doesn't work. Can't move on its own power.
So I have, let's say this. I have an accumulation of tires because I'm actually thinking of maybe doing this. I'm going to ask for used tires. I'm going to get a truckload of used tires. And when I get given the ticket for having too many tires, I'm going to take them all to City Hall.
The problem is, you don't have anywhere to put them.
I'll just leave them on the street.
I always thought that the reason I was going to pick up firearms and begin killing government officials would come from the federal. And I never figured it would be the municipal government that...
They're the real fascists. Don't you know about White Rock?
Well, I know about White Rock, but then...
You're not allowed to talk so loud that the cops can hear you from the sidewalk, or they'll give you a ticket.
What?
In your apartment?
Okay. If you have your stereo loud enough that a cop can hear your stereo from the sidewalk, yeah, with your window open, okay, so that's what, a foot, then you can get a $2,000 fine.
Well, they don't want to wait.
$2,000.
Remember, White Rock, the newly wed or the newly dead.
Okay, I don't care whether they will actually give you a... Shut up.
Everywhere.
I don't care if they'll actually give you a ticket. It doesn't matter. Who was saying that? Derek, you were saying it's one of those laws, selective enforcement. I don't care. That's bullshit.
Voodoo Ghost Skull calling.
If they can enforce a bullshit law, whether they enforce it or not, doesn't matter. It's just...
What?
And the worst part is, they will defend that law forever by never allowing it to get past a court where they've got control. So if you take it to court and you say, well, I'm going to appeal this and take it to the next level,
they'll drop it so you don't get there.
Yeah. So you'll get away with it, which is kind of cool, but you've wasted all this time and money fighting it.
No, you don't understand. This is also...
Clap your piggy and that's it. There's nothing more you can do about it.
It's just a law where they get to say, we've decided we're going to penalize you for whatever reason we want to, and you're going to pay a bunch of money out in legal fees and your time. We're going to fuck you. There's nothing you can do. There's no way around it.
There is something you can do.
What?
Well, it involves basically open rebellion, but you know...
Throw tires on the people who voted for this.
Death to Whitey! My idea was this. Go around, check out every property in the city of Langley, find every single vehicle that has no insurance on it, or every single vehicle that might possibly fit into this rule, every trailer, every boat, and call City Hall and complain about every single one of them. And insist that they come and deal with this because it's disgusting.
Except for my
cars, uninsured cars on their property.
And RVs and boats.
They're just sitting there.
RC.
They're sitting on their property.
RC.
It's disgusting.
And only one counselor. Read the quote. There's only one counselor that did not vote for this because he said, I cannot pass a bylaw that would make it illegal for you to have a tire in your yard.
Only Councillor Jack Arnold voted against the amendment.
Okay, everyone, re-vote for Councilman Jack Arnold.
No, he's probably stupid like the rest of them.
Voted against it. They didn't say Councillor blah, 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 thought this was a good idea. They go, this guy didn't like the law.
Well, no, he's the only one who didn't vote against it. Everyone else voted with it.
It's amazing. I can't believe they ever...
He's the obvious... The bells!
Uh-oh. Somebody's phoning in. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant
independent major zombie.
Uh-oh, you wrote down the phone number, didn't you, from past week? You're bad.
You're not allowed to call yet. It's not the time.
Not yet. Not yet.
Muffin. You can call back later.
It's not time yet to phone in. Only when we open the lines. And if you phone when the show's not on, oh boy, you're in trouble. I will hunt you down.
We'll bring out his big nasty sword.
That's right. I don't have one, but I'll find one.
And he'll cut you down.
Besides, swords at Dax Place. Oh, three swords.
There are four swords at my place.
Four swords at Dax Place. Excellent.
I'm not sure who said it, but someone pointed out about car salesships, you know, dealerships.
I think that's the whole deal.
I don't
that's
care.
What, that's what they're going after.
I don't care. If I have some property and I want to cover it with slimy cars that are all rusted and none of them work, like, and the ground's corrupted and everything's dead.
Everyone agrees with you.
Then I'll do it.
Why?
Because he's trying to soften it up with the car dealers. I don't care.
No, he's not.
I want to make the car dealership out of my frickin' property.
The law should be there, but it shouldn't be as strict as it is.
Yeah, it's
because
crazy.
You do
right
bring
now.
Down the property value of homes if your yard looks like a junkyard.
Too yep. bad. It's my property.
It doesn't matter, but you got to think about the other people around you. You can't be selfish all your life.
No, but I should have the right to be selfish. You shouldn't be selfish, but I should have the right to be selfish.
I agree with you, but the law is good to a point, but it shouldn't be as strict as it is.
You're just a fascist. I could tell from your haircut. And you smell, because you're a girl.
Do you
smell, regardless of the shower?
She does. She smells nice.
Because there are some, if you've ever gone on number 10, there's this house on the side. There's car parts all over the lawn. And I think that's what they're aiming it after. And also on Fraser Highway, there's some private... Well, not that one.
I don't care if it's horrible. If it's his property and he wants to do it, then fucking go for it. More power to you.
It's a house. I've bought hubcaps from there.
Who are you to put your taste on my property?
I'm not saying that I have the right to do that, but I'm just saying that it would be courteous if people would not put as much junk in their yard.
That's right, and I think courtesy is great, but I think I should have the right to be uncourteous when it comes to putting shit on my property.
Actually, you don't, by law.
But I, what I'm saying... I just said, obviously, don't on law, because I just read that.
Forget about that law. There are other laws pre-existing that state that basically you cannot...
Blah, blah. I know.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, it's not time to phone in.
You wonder why people don't like arguing with you.
You're swaying off topic. I told you. I know that those laws have been around.
So in other words, we can only have the argument upon this conversation.
Oh, don't argue about the argument, please.
No, you please. Have to have... You have to stay on topic.
Chicken, can I get a hand on this one?
Quit your bitching or get back.
Don't you already
have to? No, don't do that again. You'll freak out and chaos will ensue. Okay, it's time for a break. Everyone will calm down.
Yeah, right. No, we don't advertise. Wait, don't change it yet. Put it back on there. It's funny that they advertise Sunday nights at 9 for music and they're talking about shit. Hey, dumbass, listen to the advertisement because obviously we haven't. We advertise Sunday nights at 9 is the What the Hell show, not music. You want listen any other time but Sunday nights at 9 if you want music because that's all that's playing.
Obviously, by your name, we're gonna assume that you can only, like, use one and two syllable words.
Get your shit straight before you start putting statements in there.
You're probably American. Oh wait, no, he's talking about the Corn Tribute weekend. Hey, it's a Corn Tribute weekend.
The Corn Tribute weekend is over.
It ended at nine.
I didn't announce that, but it ended at 9. When our show is on, the show's on been on for 7 months.
And the thing with Muffin. Well, first of all, civil engineer lad. Used to say it all the time, and then I went away to the army, and everyone was saying it.
Muffin.
They all got it from him.
When someone whines about something, you say, "Oh, muffin."
Oh, muffin.
You have to put more sympathy into it.
Muffin. I already totally belted him with this thing.
It's kind of like the dog thing. How you hit your dog in the newspaper because it doesn't really hurt, but it scares the shit out of him. Only it didn't scare me.
So what you're saying is...
But you hit the dog when he went
it was useless
carpet.
And pointless.
I was thinking the dog is smarter.
Oh. Might have angered me a bit.
So we're going to go for a break now. And first up is Casey Kasem, a recording I'm sure some of us have heard it here.
Oh, no.
This is outtakes of Casey Kasem.
Oh, no, not this, is it?
This is so funny. And then we're going to go to a mystery song.
As long as it's not
the countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck. What the hell's going on here? Geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. What is this, fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
On the Radio Free Broadcast Council and committed to upholding the highest Radio Free standards. If you have a comment about our broadcast, eat shit and die. We're on the council, not you.
Rat Radio, we're here for you.
The Sonatina in E-sharp by Antonio Vivaldi, played by a Pablo Casals during his 400-foot plunge into a bucket of boiling fat.
Morning. Well, what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and Spam, egg, bacon and Spam, egg, bacon, sausage and Spam, Spam, bacon, sausage and Spam, Spam, egg, Spam, Spam, bacon and Spam, Spam, sausage, Spam, 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 bacon, Spam, tomato and Spam, 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 egg and Spam, 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 bacon and Spam, 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 Spam. Oh, lobster thermidor croquettes with a Bordeaux sauce served in the purple sour manner with shallots and aubergines, garnished with truffle pate, brandy, and a fried egg on top, and Spam.
Have you got anything without Spam?
Well, Spam egg, sausage and Spam. That's not got much Spam in it.
I don't want any Spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage?
That's not Spam. spam in it. It
hasn't got as much spam in it as spam, egg, sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam, then?
Yeah!
What do you mean, yeah? I don't like spam!
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam,
I don't like spam!
Dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam. Baked beans are off.
Well, could I have her spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam, 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 spam.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio.
They're unstoppable.
They're out of control.
They're smashing babies on the doorstep.
They're the worst kind of degradation known to man.
For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives,
monster drugs,
mecca, giant squid, things that go bump in the night,
large smarties that fall from space.
It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive.
One time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive. Every burial afterwards.
That promo was just amazing. Now, of course, I had to play Gary Coleman.
Yeah, we had an argument about Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman kicks ass.
Did he not go to the liquor store? Which is why I keep playing it.
Yes, what pisses me off isn't the promo. It's that you play. It's not just that promo. It's all the stupid promos. We have like 100 promos. And the only ones you play are the stupid ones
over and over
again.
How many times?
That's the whole point.
Over.
Who's
the thing?
What's that?
Homer, you were gay.
Because you're thinking about it, no man thinking blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Homer.
Wow.
Okay, people are having...
Homer, too, get someone to kick you in the ass before you think.
You're a zombie, you're, like, freaking out about, like, nothing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Holy zombie, are you trying to repress something?
I don't understand.
And you should hold back.
Don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Hey, what was it pissing off? We'll kick them out of the...
What was that webpage? What was that webpage about... Keeping yourself from masturbating my wedding.
Oh, that was
cool. Lots and lots of clothes at night.
Trying your one hand to bed.
Yeah.
You wear boxers.
And I think,
that doesn't work. That just turns me
on. Wait. I hate it when somebody beats me to the joke. I think Lieutenant Major Zombie has had the same counselor trying to keep him from being gay by not thinking about it.
Hey, talk to me. Record that and send us an away file. And we'll play it. DCC it to me. Okay, we're going to go to that list page right now. And where is it?
What list page?
It's the one we've been drawing also.
What list page?
You don't have the internet, so stop crying.
We've worked this out before. You can run faster than me. You can't run faster than throwing objects.
Is this off the VCR stuff?
That's not good.
It was an SP mode.
Okay, we'll deal with it later.
Muffin! Which one shall we
do? We have past videos that your hair looks like a muffin.
No, they're pretty good. Okay, which one shall we do this week?
Take that off.
TV so everyone in the whole room can see.
Yay!
Accident reports.
Forest Service feedback.
Oh, church bullets.
City folks suggest improvements to the outdoors.
Church bulletin, baby. Church bulletin?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Church bulletin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Looking for God in my pants.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Keep looking.
Church bulletin quotations.
Okay, we'll go. Who can read it? Can everyone read that?
Don't let worry kill you. Let the church
have. You have to have the microphone. You have to have the microphone.
Look at how many keys chicken has.
Don't let worry kill you.
No, he's a small person. That's a 4-pound keychain. 4 pounds. No less.
Thursday night.
No more.
I think it's going to
go get money out of my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And community.
It's got to be on the camera.
Oh, come on,
I want to actually want to buy some.
Also, a close relative of his brother.
I put outside the church. I put at least $3,000 in 20s.
Because
I did it for
we led him sing and
go have a microphone, Dad.
After today's service, coffee and donuts will be served in the basement. Please come down and say help to the pastor.
For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a mystery
downstairs.
The world went on the altar this morning to announce the birth of David Allen Belzer. The Sing of Red and Miss Julian Felton.
Oh, yeah.
Children will be led in sitting and Bible study. I find children are quite capable of sitting on their own.
Next. Okay, I'll do it. This afternoon there will be a meeting in the south and north ends of the church. Children will be baptized at both ends.
This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Miss Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on
the altar. It's a chicken lady!
Chicken's one!
At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, what is hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice.
That's a good one.
Wait, no. I want to do another one.
One page back.
Okay.
Oh,
we're gonna waste them all.
Poor service feedback.
These have to last for the next 2 years. What are you doing?
Hi,
you're on Rap Radio. Who is this?
We don't have one.
Do you have one? Then you're stupid. Fuck off. We're gonna hang up on you. Say what the hell?
What the hell again?
Hey, what the hell again? How about Richmond? The Forest Service registration sheets and comment cards by hikers completing wilderness
trapping tips.
Camping tricks. So we hear?
It's just like your boy.
Escalators would help on the steep uphill of the section.
Oh, yeah.
A small deer came into the park and stole a bag of pickles. Is there a way I can get reimbursement on these calls?
A bag of pickles. Probably some horrible sexual thing.
Instead of a permit system or regulations, the Forest Service needs to reduce worldwide population growth to limit the number of visitors to wilderness.
I think that's a great
idea. I like forest rangers going out and killing people to ashes.
Many visitors to our camps. Well, trails need to be wider so people can walk while holding hands.
Ban walking sticks in wilderness. Hikers that use walking sticks are more likely to chase animals.
I don't want to know what that means.
Wow. The mile markers are missing this year.
Okay, whatever.
Count your paces. Found a smoldering cigarette left by a horse.
That's another one of those.
Trails need to be reconstructed. Please avoid building trails that go uphill.
Only downhill hills.
Only downhill.
Lift
up to the top.
Too many bugs and leeches and spiders and spider webs. Please spray the wilderness.
Sweet again.
Sweet too many
bugs and leeches and spiders and spider webs. Can we spray the wilderness to rid the area of these pests?
That's what I said. Could you imagine the mosquitoes with no spiders?
Please pave the trail so they can be plowed with snow in the winter.
Like a moron.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Chairlifts need to be in some places so that we can get a wonderful views without having to hike to them.
Because that's not the point.
Yeah.
That's
just
going to be a battle bastard.
Battle bastard. You need just a tour of us. Straight to the top, take some pictures, tour of us down.
Right down.
Too much noise last night and kept me awake. Please eradicate these annoying animals.
Reflectors need to be placed on trees every 50 feet so people can hike at night with flashlights.
That way you have somewhere to bury the body.
McDonald's would be nice on the trailhead.
Probably would be nice. Okay, the places where trails do not exist are not well marked.
What?
The person lives in another dimension.
Correct.
Okay.
Wow. Too many rocks in the mountains.
By definition, wait, I just won't finish that.
We need more signs to keep area pristine.
Oh.
Pick up your litter or something.
Don't forget everywhere. More signs.
More
area pristine.
Signs everywhere.
Where's the loop? I'm going on deck and it's moving. It's in it like a dumb thing.
Okay. It's 10 o'clock, so we're going to keep moving that up, so it's time.
For the movie man!
Hey, let the phone
So I will waste some time by talking while I find the movie manager.
Oh, there it is! Why don't you just have a folder that says movie manager instead of searching through the fucking infos all that?
Make it so much better. The file saying that you're
delete all that stuff above it. Hey, delete all that stuff above it.
For 75 cent charge, press star, and VCTEL will try the number for the next 30 minutes and
call. Isn't that a scam?
I don't think we're gonna pay 75 cents for the movie.
We're 75 cents.
But I agree with you. Isn't that not the worst scam you've ever heard?
Oh, you know what happened when they first implemented that? I was at work. The day they implemented that, everyone went crazy because when people get a busy signal on their modem, it recognizes the busy signal, hangs up and dials again. That lady comes on just before the modem can recognize the busy signal. All these people all day long were phoning me up saying, is there something wrong with your planes or something?
Like, okay, you know what?
I'm going, what is going on? And I phone it's fine.
You know, you said that's the biggest scam. Why is that a big scam?
You don't want to use it? You don't do it. It wasn't there before.
No, I know. I just like obvious money-making schemes that are based on the general stupidity of the population.
Laziness.
But if...
Like any other
sense, don't press the button.
Like the lottery?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, no, lottery is good. I've won fairly decent money.
Actually, I have to admit, I have won more than I have ever basically put into
it. Well, there you go.
Well, no way.
Don't worry. You can thank me for my money.
Well, if you have a videotape and open it...
They're all together.
Silent desperation. That's the problem.
Anyway,
so I do.
We're going to give it another try.
Okay.
He knows we're phoning. I mean, he should not use the phone between 9 and 11 Sunday nights.
Because we're so important.
We're so important. What is he thinking? He is a national, multinational celebrity. And he's not giving any respect to our show.
Stupid boy.
Where's he living? Maybe we can go get
him around a bit.
Oh, he's lucky. He's almost fired.
He got rid of them. It's okay now.
He's not old. No, wait. It's going to be the answer machine.
Stop. He's that popular.
Yeah.
It's going to be the answer machine. Watch.
Yeah, it is. Cover, I can't take the call right
now. Oh.
No.
Where'd Ryan go?
Yeah.
Tell me, Spire.
This is Rat Radio calling.
You're fired.
Actually,
step into my office.
Okay, you have a bad one? Your best one?
The best one?
A good one.
The best one I saw was Stir of Echoes.
Yeah.
That is really good.
It's actually, I should have realized it was going to be good as soon as it was
Charmer.
It's Teleporter.
Is that the one with Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon.
And the best one is Stigmata, because it was so good.
Just what? Stigmata was not the worst.
Stigmata side?
It was not the worst film I saw.
It's not ass.
Yes, I'm not disagreeing.
You're like Raymarks.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Did you hear me disagreeing with you?
No. He said it was good.
I like it.
Like, well, she's a drunk.
The worst film I saw this week was Wild Wild West.
I told you not to go see that.
I saw it for $2.
That's
why I watched it over the internet.
There's no fixing it, though.
I saw it for $2.
That's $2 too much.
That's why I watched it over the internet.
And deleted it promptly.
It was bad.
I got half of Austin Powers 2.
Oh,
that would be wrong.
You going home?
Okay. Okay. So what's the?
I saw Tarzan.
Good ones. Okay. So Tarzan.
Tarzan was really good, and not only was it good, there was no music really in it. There were no songs.
Just background music, right? Just background music because Phil Collins did that.
He sung in the background. One time you had Kala, Tarzan's ape mother, singing one chorus of one of the main songs that Phil Collins did.
Was it a lullaby kind of thing? Or
yes.
Okay, yeah. That's allowable.
And
okay.
there was another piece of music, but that was the monkeys smashing up the camp, and they had. I was watching the credits at the end.
Yeah.
That piece of music was done by Stomp.
Oh, really?
So I had no problem.
No problem
with
Stomp.
Not only that, as a serious Edgar Rice Burroughs fan, I have to say. This was probably the best version.
It was a cartoon.
And it was a cartoon.
Wow.
They were the most truthful I think I've ever seen to the Tarzan story.
Okay, but wait, on a side note, Bo Derek.
Disney put that out?
Yeah, baby.
Disney put it out, but he's mentioning the Bo Derek Tarzan movie.
Oh.
So this will be Drexel's last show. I'm about to kill him.
Let's just say
you don't like
Bo
Derek?
That was the worst Tarzan movie ever made.
You didn't see the movie, did you?
Yes, I did.
You just heard it or something?
No, I think Bo Derek is amazing.
Bo Derek.
She wasn't that great.
Holy crap, you really are blind. Did you watch it without your glasses?
Yes, I saw the film. She's got a great set of tits. So what?
I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Talk to the hand. Next topic.
Let's say a hi out to everyone in the IRC. There's DJ Psycho, Kyle Spencer, Captain Pike, Civil Engineer, Crack Horde, That Will, blah, blah. Critical S, Dark 18 Lord, Disdainful Gloom Bunny, DJ Vortex, Guest 60429 that needs to change their name. Weak. Guy, Homer 2, Infaloop, Lord Heresy, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Shaz Bort, Todd Cooney, and Voodoo Glosco. In about half an hour, we will open the phone lines, and you can all say your piece and tell us to go to hell. Or
Well,
it's nice that... Gets the people involved.
They make it feel like their little lives are worth something.
The Sustainable Gloom Bunny says Tarzan had good visuals for an acid trip.
Good visuals for an acid trip.
How about Tarzan in New York? I don't believe somebody remembers that besides me.
DJ Psycho is like is the guy for obscure movies.
Silly ass son of a bitch.
What? Who? What is it really that good? Everyone says it's
really,
a really,
really
good,
good
movie.
I
it's like talking animals.
Hey, quiet it down.
Yeah.
I want to see a movie about
is that what it's about?
No. Do you remember Babe, Pig in the City?
Stephen Wright's in it, so it must rock.
Do you remember the first Babe movie?
No.
Yeah.
I never saw either of them.
Yeah,
it's a talking pig.
It's a talking pig. It's basically a modern child's fairy tale done today.
Yeah.
The Siskel and Ebert, before Siskel passed away, they voted it both the best film of the year.
Wow.
It was good.
It was good. It was really good. I wouldn't have given it the best film of the year, but then considering how crappy everything was that year, it's hard to argue against them.
It's a relative scale here. Okay, what's going on? Oh.
See you, Buff Guy.
Later,
Buff
Brother
Guy.
Nila.
Brother Nila is leaving. Pregnant wife to appease and tend to and boil hot water for.
Dark Lord. Dark 18 Lord. We didn't skip your name.
Dark 18 Lord, I said that.
Dark
What the hell? Dark 18 Lords, Dark 18 Lord, Dark 18 Lord.
Did we make
Lord.
Up for you missing it?
There's it like five or six times. It's time
worse
for
people.
The gross hospital stories, for lack of a better thing to do.
Oh, no.
It's time. Oh, he's got it all done. What are you doing? What's going on? We're not even on.
Yeah, we were.
We weren't even on.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were.
It was the same problem as before. When you...
I didn't even touch that. Oh, Rant
not
Radio
on
now at 1-800-438-7546 for this month's contest. Hammer, tell them what they can win.
Oh, we were on. Okay. Gold plated signed Rant Radio sign. And a special limited edition gold plated signed Rant Radio CD with the original Rant Radio material. Which you...
This month's question is, who burnt Bula Bula's car? Hello, caller number one. What's your answer?
Is it the ringleader, Chris King?
Not this time, caller number two.
It's my cousin Aziz. He slept with my wife too, the bastard.
I don't know what you said, but that's the wrong answer. Caller number three.
Oh, hey, is this the drug crisis night? And I was wondering if I could maybe get some drugs.
Yes, but call Anki on the other line. Caller number four.
Is it Glenn Clark?
No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong answer. Caller number five.
I know they're all burst from the Scarlet Horde of Babylon. I think it's the Turks.
Those curly shoe bastards, we think it's the Turks, too. You win the CD. Please stay on the line. We'll take your name and number off air.
No Turks were harmed on the making of this contest. Tart. Teachers against radical thinking. We have come to understand that there's a great deal of peer pressure to listen to Rant Radio. This group of individuals have nothing useful to say. They merely proliferate the non-anti-disestablishmentarianism attitude that is common among today's youth. The increase in four-letter word usage, freewheeling lifestyle, and off-the-wall political statements is astounding. We at TART want the youth of today to know that no is an acceptable answer. Ostracization and loneliness are no reason to succumb to the pressure of your peers. Listen to the revealing disclosures of former Rant Radio listeners.
I listened. It was cool for a while. But then, when I wanted to stop, it was like, whoa, buddy, where are you going?
I tried to listen, but they kept saying, frigging ice hole, and gosh darn, my ears are red.
They stripped me of my identity. I don't know who I am anymore.
All my friends stopped talking to me because I didn't want to listen.
All they ever talk about is fart smell and anal sex.
Just say no to Rant Radio. We're only here to protect the children.
Get your whites whiter.
Now with more caffeine and less fat.
Good mileage off-road and on the highway.
The leading brand in 2 out of 3 taste tests.
50% cheaper than the competition.
9 gynecologists recommend it.
Cures cough due to cold, runny nose, achy heart, and diarrhea with 10 easy payments.
And it won't match your hair.
Rant Radio keeps your engine running cool.
Okay, now,
once again...
It's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Hello. For those of you who haven't been paying attention for the last God knows how long, I tell gross hospital stories. For 5 years, I worked at a hospital. And
five
by the way,
years.
For 5 years. 5 years.
Wow.
My boss just put in a bid for the hospital, for the current company I work with. So there's a chance
you'll be back there.
I could actually be back there again.
Be able to stock up your supply of gross hospital stories.
Anyhow, I'm going to tell the story about how a man hitting himself with a hammer on his thumb got him a week in the hospital.
A week? Wow. That's pretty long for it.
He started at his thumb? And he went all the way down to his pinky.
Guy was basically, I don't know what he was doing, fooling around with a hammer, doing something, just working.
Hammering.
And he smacked himself hard on the thumb with a hammer.
Yep.
Nice big blood blister underneath the nail. That's where the nail goes all black and kind of swells up. And so he goes...
Like that.
So he goes in to the hospital, and there is so much pressure underneath the thumbnail from the blood, he's in a lot of pain. So they decide to...
Do what I did. Use a 16-gauge drill bit
Well, actually,
it's a lot of pressure.
Guess what? That's exactly what they do. They have a tiny little drill. They cut a hole in the nail and allows all the blood to come out.
Don't drill too far.
So, anyhow, as the doctor does this, he's standing there watching this. The guy's sitting on the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
The doctor goes in, cuts a hole in it, and blood squirts out right into the guy's face. The guy faints. He flips over backwards. He smacks his head, and he fractures two of the vertebrae in his neck.
Oh.
So that's how this idiot managed to get himself a week in the hospital for smacking his thumb with a hammer. That's it. That's the story.
Just a funny, ironic story. Oh.
That's not gross at all. That's not gross. That's just some dumbass.
Well, like I said,
they're not all gross.
I demand another story.
Oh, would you like to have me tell one of my earlier stories? Should we do a classic?
Sure, do a classic story.
Okay, which classic story would you like to hear?
If it involves men in a bag,
I don't know.
Scissors or dog?
Well, the dog is a pro. No, the dog is on the Rant TV webpage, so let's do the scissors one.
Okay, scissors story.
Because we've got a lot of listeners. So,
okay, this story is, I think, one of the grossest things that I ever encountered. We had a psychiatric patient come in. A fellow just wandered in off the street. He was not admitted. And he says, "I'm pregnant."
That wasn't in the story before.
No, I'd forgotten about that part, but that is actually...
He's making it up as he goes along.
Actually, no. I told... Ryan remembers this. The guy basically...
Hey!
The guy...
You can go on the mic after and tell whatever that is.
Okay, so the guy basically comes in. They put him in one of the beds. Now, he is a complete mental case. The guy says that he's a woman, and he wants to be a woman. No. So... So,
wake up, Dad! Wake up! You're having a
flashback. No, I said I was telling the story again.
Sorry.
So, they leave him alone. But we guess what happened was one of the nurses, when she was tucking the guy into bed, she wasn't very careful, or it was one of the paramedics. We're never entirely certain. We believe it was one of the nurses, though. Have you ever seen those penny shears? These are a pair of medical shears that have kind of a blunt end, so they will not actually stab the skin.
Yeah.
And are able to cut through
anything.
Like anything, steel pipe, what have you. So
very well serrated. Very well serrated.
So the guy basically got a hold of this pair of scissors, and the curtains were kind of partially over. So the girls at the nurse's station look over, and I guess they thought the guy was playing with himself from the way he was basically moving. So one of the nurses got up to go over to basically tell him to stop that, open the curtain, looked inside, and let out a blood-curdling scream. I get up from where I am. I go running over. Now, the fellow has managed to cut through most of his sack and half of his member. He's having trouble sawing through the muscle. When, basically, me and my partner kind of... And there is blood everywhere. You have no idea. I mean, I have been in the OR to keep an eye on somebody that was basically a problem. And I've seen a surgery done under local anesthetic. I didn't see that much blood then. I have never seen that much blood sprayed everywhere. So we go in, we hold this guy down, they get him up to emergency surgery immediately to get this cauterized off and basically then sewn up as much as they can. They saved it, but
why?
They actually, as I said before, he basically lost one testicle.
Ugh. Well, he's at one third of the way there.
So that's one of the old time stories. I've told that one once before.
Best two out of three.
No, that was the nastiest one, I think.
What?
Why was he doing this?
Because he wanted to be a woman.
He was a psychiatric patient. He had previously basically been at Riverview, which is our local psychiatric facility here in Vancouver.
But again, why would he be cutting off?
He wanted to be a woman.
And he's also crazy. Guess he didn't have quite enough money to do the proper way. Shudder, cringe, whimper, ack. Another story. No. You'll have to come back next week. for another story.
Yep, another story. Maybe.
That was pretty perversion.
Oh, look at the time. What else do we have on the list to do? No, we did. We did. That was the fascist,
right?
With the loss. That is the...
Yeah, Gloom Bunny, that is the worst I have. There is a couple of other things I find a little sicker, but that's just because blood doesn't really gross me out.
Oh, DJ wants to be a little girl now. So what's he going to be sawing off?
Oh, DJ Vortex wants to be a little girl.
I want to be a little
girl. He already is. He's a cough.
Okay, wait. One thing we didn't touch on
the mic.
I can hear me. I can hear me.
You're amazing.
So I know whether I'm loud enough or not. Shut up. Okay. Sports players / movie stars and their salaries.
Pay them more.
Kill them all.
I think it's justified.
You just you always jump the gun.
Okay, go.
Come on, fucking Shane. Always jump the gun.
That's because if we jump it, maybe it won't hit us.
Okay, go then. Present the argument.
Tell me what you're thinking.
I'm just not allowed to speak. Is that?
You're speaking. If I'm bringing up a topic,
yes.
Okay, and you're speaking my opinion on it and spoiling it for me.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. My opinion is I'm a socialist. So as far as I'm concerned, paying that much money to anybody for anything that isn't that much of a benefit to society should be fucking killed. Killed.
Okay. So you don't think that the fact that when people go see a movie, why are they going to see a movie?
I think the amount that they pay on spend on movies and all the rest of it is disgusting.
But they spend it.
It
comes down to this. If people are willing to pay the money to go see the movie, and the money's being made, so what, Saturday. Should a producer get all that money?
Saturday. Okay, Saturday.
How many? Go ahead.
Saturday, after we went dancing on Friday, I went and worked. Well, I thought I was going to work. But I got brought breakfast, slept for an hour, went to a job site, cleaned 6 windows, screwed in 2 screws with a cordless drill, and went back in the truck and slept for an hour and got bought lunch. And got $80 for it. So there. That's as close to sports as I want to get.
you were talking about basically that many people are willing to pay it. How many millions of people were willing to agree that slavery was an acceptable practice? It didn't make it right. It's exactly like what's going on now. The way our society is, it's bullshit.
The way our society
is
supply and demand. If there is a demand for it, then go ahead.
And wait. Slavery and people paying for sports movies? No, there's no comparison. In one case, you're taking people and making them slaves, and on the other hand, you're taking people and asking them to pay money for something. They have a choice. They're completely... They're unrelated completely. There's not
Why do you have to yell? Why do you have to yell?
Because it's such a stupid statement. I'm all upset about it.
Actually, I'm not going to talk to you. He's doing anymore. A good job of keeping his voice
down.
I'm
not going to talk to you anymore. I'm just not going to talk to you.
If you're going
to
have an argument, at least make it make sense.
So James.
So there was this frog and like an antelope. And I see the comparison.
So Sumerian. So between slavery was I was just using as
an example. A poor example. Turn the mic off.
It was a poor example because.
We're talking about something that people would all agree is socially reprehensible.
Okay.
And something that I feel at this point, no, I agree, it is nowhere near as socially reprehensible. But at one point, everyone thought it was okay.
It's an individual choice as opposed to slavery, which is not.
No choice.
No, I agree.
Okay,
but
it's a poor comparison.
I agree it's a poor comparison, but I'm just talking about something that at one time was considered acceptable and something that now isn't.
But it's an individual choice.
One thing, though, is that people...
And okay, everybody say bye. And
bye.
Continue on.
Okay, the point that I want to make is that people wouldn't be able... Like, you wouldn't have movie stars making all this ludicrous amount of money and sports stars making these ludicrous amounts of money if these industries weren't basically controlled by a monopoly or at least a very small group of companies. If the entertainment industry and the sports industry were opened up to smaller competitors, if they weren't controlled by a few huge monopoly companies, then you probably would have lower salaries, and it would be probably far more representative of a market price, right?
Right, yes. But the market price is... People are paying it. They're making that money. They're able... not just able, they're making so much money that it would be wrong for the sports stars. When you go to see a sports game, what are you going for? You're going because there's all these sports stars there, right? Everybody's going to watch them.
I don't watch
sports. But if you did, people that go to sports, they go because they want to see these sports stars. And the sports teams are making this money, so the sports stars should be the ones that are getting the money. Why should some manager or some owner get all the money?
No,
because
that's
somebody else is the sports star. That's why they're going to see it.
Sports teams are also asking for millions of dollars of subsidies from municipalities.
Yeah, and the government,
too.
Okay.
Okay,
that is a valid point, and they shouldn't be getting subsidies. But that's a different argument completely.
But the way they've set up things is now, if we want to keep hockey in Canada, which is a fucking shame, we are going to have to give a tax break to these organizations basically a subsidy, like you said, so they can keep operating.
No, that's not true. It's a tax break.
Well, one way or the other.
No, wait. Here's another argument you're completely ignoring, is how much money do they make on having sports teams there? How much money do they make on getting taxes or just they make so much money from having the sports team in the city. Make so much money from having that business there, the government makes from other taxes from the sports team being there. They make way more by the sports team just being there. If they didn't get any money for taxes from the team, they make way more by having that team there.
Well,
the government does.
Well, then why? How come these sports teams can't afford to buy and make these wonderful swanky new stadiums themselves?
It doesn't matter why. It's not whether they can or not. It's that they don't have to.
No,
because they can move to a city that will build it for them.
They choose not to cut
that. It's called the American cities say we'll build it and we won't. So they go, well, why should we be here where it's going to cost us money when we can just go down there and it won't cost us any money and we'll make more? That's why. And the reason they get a tax break is, well, because other cities are doing it to keep them there. But the city makes bucket loads more, way more money by having that sports team there in taxes from other sources. That when that team leaves, they lose. Way. They don't need to make any money off the team itself or off the players themselves, because they make so much money off of everything else that they wouldn't make when the team is not there. And I'm sorry I can't tell you exactly what it is, but...
Yeah, I'd like to see the
I haven't seen them, but I've heard the argument, and I agreed with you on why should we be giving them a tax break. But the government makes more money having the team there, not getting the taxes from the team, but getting taxes from other sources. Trust me. It's worth it for them to have a team in the city. Way. Easily
okay.
Worth it.
Time to open the phone lines. Uh-oh, what have we unleashed? So, the phone number, I will be playing the promo, and then I will be putting the number... This mic sucks.
I want my beautiful microphone. We'll be opening the phone line, so here it is, and
actually,
I'll put the phone...
It sounded better on the other one.
No. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191.
I don't want to say anything.
Call it right now. Yep.
But shooting people with your paintball gun?
So if anybody wants to phone in now, it's toll free. It's toll for you and free for us. Oh, there's somebody downstairs. Hi, you're downstairs on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hey.
Who is it?
Me.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Let me in.
Okay, me. Oh, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. Okay, it's toll free, 1-604-533-9191. And I put that in the IRC, so you can all look at that. So it's only about 9 cents a minute, 10 cents a minute, phone like 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 3, 2, 1, or something like that. Find one of those crazy numbers. Oh, there we go. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, you're back. So you have something to say.
Yeah, I just, broke my skateboard.
Broke your skateboard? That's your life.
I know, broke it on a rail.
That sounds like a personal problem.
That sounds like a personal problem.
So you broke it doing a major stunt and.
Yeah.
Did you hurt yourself?
Kind of hurt my ankle pretty bad.
Oh, well then you wouldn't be able to skateboard anyway. For a little while. How much was your skateboard?
Oh, about like, the board was like $54.
Oh, that's not bad.
I sent it back to CCS and they're going to replace it for me.
Oh, decent. So it's like a full lifetime warranty kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I got for you. 30-day trial.
So do you think the sports heroes should be making all that money and all the movie stars, or?
I don't know.
You think they're justified making that money, or?
I think Jordan is.
You think Jordan is?
He brought a whole lot to the game.
I don't like basketball. I like hockey.
You like hockey? Okay.
Yeah. I can kick that.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say?
Well,
we're going to try and get Homer 2 on here. See if we can get him to phone in.
Like, Homer, go to hell, okay, you jackass.
I hear you loud and clear.
Homer, you can go blow cows and get cum out of their butts, but you can go suck a cat's nuts and you can go to hell, okay? Go to hell.
It feels good to vent, okay?
They can get that little pitchfork and shove it up their butt and see you twirl like around the hell and see your little mouth pop out. And you're like, oh my god, hi!
So say what the hell and we'll hang up on you.
All right, what the hell?
Woo-hoo. So that was disturbing.
So Projectile Vomit Man would like to know how long you've had Tourette syndrome, and if you're seeking counsel for it. Rent Radio needs your money now to get a zombie a new skateboard. We're calling in your support. Call in now 1-604-533-9191. Voodoo and Zombie should hook up. They make a great couple. So Homer 2, phone in.
Homer
it's 1-604.
Phone. It's quite obvious.
Yeah. See that there's a phone on the wall or in front of you or near you. You probably have to disconnect from the internet to use it. But no, it's not a Homer 1 present, but he just feels like Homer 2. But I just want to talk to him because he types in all capitals. I'm sure he'd be an interesting person to talk to.
Yeah, really interesting.
He'd be really interesting to talk to.
He's probably got a phone with really big buttons so he can't hurt himself.
Homer 2's going to phone you.
So hopefully this is Homer 2. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Bruno Glusgall.
Why are you back?
Why am I back?
Do you have something more to add?
Yeah. Go to hell, Homer 2.
Excellent. That was a great.
He's back. Don't you have to be?
Wasn't that who?
The first call was Lieutenant Major.
Oh, Lee. Sorry about that. I'm stupid. Drex has corrected me.
Okay, Voodoo Glow.
Silly me.
Sorry for being so rude to you.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
You can call back if you want. If you have something to say.
Yeah, you can call back. But we'd like to talk to Homer too. So Homer. It's 1-604. You want to talk to Gloom Bunny? The shy one would like to talk to Gloom Bunny. She will go on the air if Gloom Bunny phones in. Woman to woman talk. Feel really bad. You like to apologize on behalf of Sean K?
You can't apologize on behalf of Sean K.
There's no apologies.
You can't apologize on behalf of someone else.
I'm going to apologize for him
even though he doesn't mean it.
You're going to apologize for him being the way he is. I'm sorry he's my friend.
There you go.
And being that way. I'm sorry for hanging around with him sometimes.
Homer claims he doesn't have
so
a phone.
So Homer doesn't have a phone.
He's just got cable, no phone.
Oh.
His mommy won't let him use it.
Oh. So maybe this is Gloom Bunny, maybe it's Homer. We'll see. He's probably not Homer. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Voodoo back again.
Sorry for hanging up.
That's cool, man.
I got all mixed up.
Yeah, he's kind of stupid.
So, I was kind of stupid.
Just sitting around being drunk.
Yep. Drunk all the time. Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Excellent.
I'm done.
So, that's what you're doing.
Did you have something to say?
Huh?
Did you have something to say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What did you have to say?
Drex is on the button. Be very careful.
Okay, you guys kick that.
Excellent.
Anything else? Sucking up isn't going to keep me from hanging up on you.
Okay, and I like to eat Funyuns.
Anything else?
What?
Of substance?
nothing else, really.
Oh, right in the middle. He doesn't have to get off the internet to hear, so he'll... He's okay with people hanging up on him. So it's only 9 or 10 cents a minute. Phone the 1010-321. Bunions. This is shade on the camera here. Or the mic.
Did you,
a little bit closer.
The second time he called, vocally, he was much better behaved. He wasn't like, oh, yeah. He was like, oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Blah, blah.
She says she can't call because she can't find her calling card and she can't afford it.
Oh, she can't afford it.
Oh, that's okay. Next week. Next week. Go find some pop cans, collect them up, cash them in. You'll be able to talk to us for 2 minutes. Two pop cans. A pop can a minute.
Can we give
it's 5 cents. Okay. Oh, a muffin.
A
muffin.
Or another thing.
Money, go back to your old school because I think you're old enough to be out of school now and beat up some kid for his lunch money.
There you go. 10-10, 8-1-1, 10 cents a minute. I can't call with no money and no card. Sure you can. Call no. You'll hang up on
no,
you if you
fine.
Call collect.
You can call collect, but all we'll hear is the message.
We'll hear the message. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Imploop calling. I have a story for you guys.
Excellent.
Okay.
What's your story?
This is a true story. This happened at an old job I had a couple years ago. Okay, I was working for this guy. He was trying to start this computer animation company out of his trailer, right?
Yeah.
The old Amigas. Okay. But anyways, walked in there, right? Like a friend of mine walked in there, and he said, "Oh, go put your resumes in the filing cabinet. You're hired." So we thought something thought. So anyways, she checks. We go put our resumes in the filing cabinet. Guess what falls out?
What?
His old criminal record.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently him and his buddy had a three-way with some 13-year-old, right?
What?
Oh, this is the beginning of the story. It gets worse.
Okay.
It gets worse. Okay, so anyways, I walk downtown. A couple of my other friends come up to me, and they're like, "Guess what? We finally got jobs." Guess where else they were working?
Him and everyone in town.
Not everyone in town, just five people. He was trying to hire everyone in town.
Just the right age group, I guess.
He called hire a student, trying to lure people up from hire a student.
Hey, there's a new angle. I haven't thought of that.
Hey.
Oh, baby, you want to
because they were cleaner.
What?
He demanded females because they were cleaner.
Tasty.
But they sent all guys up there because all guys that are bigger and could beat the shit out of him. Okay. But back to the story.
Oh, yep.
Now, today, he leaves all his shit lying around, right? Okay, we found one sex piggy.
A what?
Sex piggy. Man, that's bad.
An inflatable pig?
A pig.
Okay, everybody shut up, because we can't hear him when he's talking if we're talking.
Okay. Keep going.
Because it cuts out.
Also found, like, this lady bodybuilding magazine, but instead of the chick's head, he put his head on there, and his buddy's head, the one with the three ways, the 13-year-old, right? And, and he kept on, and he shaved all his hair off his head, too. All of it.
Okay.
Eyebrows, everything, right? So this is getting really odd.
So did you actually show up for work?
Yeah, we showed up for work, of course, because we were told to by a high-risk student.
Uh-huh.
Didn't want to look bad.
Was it really hot in the trailer?
No. It was,
hot and sweaty?
We all tried to make excuses to get out of the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all, he made an appointment next week to talk to this, benefit guy, right? And it turns out to be a social worker, right? So she comes up, and there's this vial of mystery fluid, right, that we found on the floor. So, you grab the mystery vial, we open it. We're not going to open it because we don't know what the hell's in there.
Yeah.
This guy's green. She opens it. It's shit. A bottle of shit.
Oh, that's great. You're not making this up, are you?
I'm not making this shit up, man.
He's the CEO of the Eastern Seaboard. No, wait, he is the Eastern Seaboard.
I make this shit up. It actually happened.
Wow.
Okay. So,
did you report this?
Went right then on the spot. She says, "I'll protect you."
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then the next year, remember the story you guys were talking about, the scissors one?
Yep.
This is what made me think of this story.
Okay.
Because recently, you said he lost everything because we stole it all.
Yeah.
Because we all filed shit with the labor board and they didn't do anything because they suck.
Stole all his old Amigas, huh?
Yeah, we stole all his old Amigas and they were worth $100,000.
$100,000, wow. He got gypped.
Right. So anyways, according to him, we stole his old Amigas and then trashed his trailer and then stole his trailer.
Yeah, just picked it up and carried it away.
Yep, carried it off. And so he had to live with his brother. Then, one night, he walks into his brother's wife's room while his brother's working at a mill, right? He's totally buck naked, pulling scissors and a Bible, and he says, Satan told me to have sex with you, but God says it was wrong. And then, give me a Bible or I will go fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
I am not making this shit up. This was actually in the paper.
I don't think
you
could make it up, but...
I'm not making any of this shit
up,
actually.
You could scan it in and send us the paper and we'll put it on the webpage.
Oh, sure.
You have the clipping still?
Yeah, I can get the clipping.
Excellent. Send that in.
I can even send you the subpoena I had for testifying him in court.
Oh. Scan that in and send it to you.
I actually have that framed in my room.
If you scan it in, we will put it on the webpage.
That would be excellent. But we're going to have to hang up on you.
Until then, you have no credibility.
Oh, yeah. And Homer, too? You fucking suck.
All right. Constructive criticism. We love it. Okay, so we'll say what the hell and we'll hang up on you.
Hey, what the hell?
All right. You are hung up. That was painful. That was interesting and disjointed.
I know who he was.
No, there's no way. Oh, the guy?
Yeah.
Well, give that man a mic. Shade. Who do you know?
It's Campus Carl from Delbert. He just stands in your cubicle and tells pointless stories all day.
Yep, that's and then his brother and he was standing at this mill and then he worked at this mill.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Spectre.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
We're doing this radio show thing
hey,
we do
Jersey
every
boy,
Sunday
how
night.
You doing?
Jersey boy.
Yeah, Jersey boy.
So
hey, we got fucked up by the hurricane this week.
Yeah, did you enjoy the hurricane? I thought I saw you say something about that. Yay, hurricane. No school or something?
Yeah, we got out for 2 days. There was, like, just a couple poles down on cars and stuff.
Excellent. So, carnage.
Yeah.
Did anybody lose their head?
Anybody? Drex asked, does anyone lose their head?
Nope.
Nobody lost their head. That was reported.
We had a hurricane or a tornado go through.
We had some, like, 12 or more inches of rain.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
Wow. So you have anything to say?
Not really.
No? So we're going to hang up on you after you say what the hell.
This is Brendan, though, because I see...
Wait, people are talking. Say it again.
I'm, like, stealing everybody's girlfriends around town, though. So, like,
yeah?
You're a sex beast.
You're an amazing sex beast.
No, people want to kill me because, like, their girlfriends are, like...
So maybe we won't ever hear from you again?
So all these boyfriends are going to come and kill you? And
yeah, I got people, like, threatening me.
Hey, you didn't make an intro for the corn thing, but that's okay, because it went over like a big piece of poo.
Oh, really? I didn't even know about it.
Because corn fans suck.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Pretty stupid.
Apparently, they're nowhere near the intensity of Nine Inch Nails fans, and, like, hardly anybody listened. None of the corn webpages put it up. I don't know what's wrong with corn. I guess they're all 13-year-olds that think they're cool listening to corn, and they put up web pages.
I think that's what it is.
Everyone who thinks they're hardcore and cool is going, yeah, corn sold out, man. They're not cool anymore because they have one song on the radio.
That's bullshit. They sound just as good as they ever did. Let a band change. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But nobody advertised it, and the Nine Inch Nails fans, they put it up everywhere. They're, like, totally intense.
Yeah, it was, like, on all the news things for Nine Inch Nails, but I didn't hear anything about this corn.
Yeah, I know. It was nowhere. It was stupid. So... next time we'll pick it's a good band, but we'll pick a band with a little bit better following or on the internet anyway.
Band.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just hold a vote for the next one.
We gotta go
real quick. It's 10:49. Oh, Dax has something to say. Not to me. Okay, somebody else talk. Later.
I'm trying to hear what they're saying. That's why I'm not talking. But I can't hear.
Yeah.
So I can't give you guys any hints on what's going on.
DJ Vortex, Dax is going to kill you, and you know why. I won't say why, but you probably know.
We'll ask.
Okay, so more people phone in. There's 10 minutes left in the show. Wow, it's really hot. It's really hot in here. Can't wait till winter so we can... Let's see.
Why is the door closed?
No ops for you, DJ Vortex, because you're bad. So we're going to play some promos right now, and we will be back.
In the beginning, there was nothing.
Then came State of the Station with Sumerian, and it was bad. Soon after came What the Hell with Drexel, and it too was bad. Knowing that their shows were bad, and knowing that the evil of the world could destroy them alone, they combined forces. And it was good.
From Sunday night from 9 to 11.
Now back to What the Hell with Sumerian and Bob from Peru.